On the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Here's Ray Long from the Chicago Tribune following now the jury selection process in the Burke trial. Ray, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning, John. I'm very fine. Thank you for having me on.
Nice. You talked to us Friday, sort of a preview of what's going to be happening. And then the Sunday front page of the Tribune had a long story and the saddest picture of an alderman you'll ever see. I thought if ever a photograph captured the heart of somebody, it was that page one picture. You know the one I'm talking about.
Yes, yes. It was an incredible picture of him looking sad and confused and had his fedora on, and he was getting swarmed by reporters, and he was being escorted out by his lawyers.
Yeah, and dapper as ever, but now no longer in control. His fate is in somebody else's hands. And that's the thing, isn't it? The fate of so many other people was always in his hands, wasn't it?
Not. That is a tip of the hat to the folks who lay out and design the paper. So it's a good team effort on that story.
And I was just mentioning, Ray, that, you know, for so long, the fate of other people's lives and fortunes was in the alderman's hands. Just tell us how he got to the place that he is. We touched on this briefly on Friday. Just briefly tell us how we are where we are today.
Well, it's a long story that I'll try to tell short, John. He is the son of a former alderman who died in 1968, and Burke moved into the committeeman role that his father had, and then won election to his father's aldermanic seat in 1969, and kept going and going and going. And he first really hit the conscience of the public here in the years of council wars, of course, where he and Eddie Radoliak tried to thwart just about every move that Harold Washington made. They were part of the Radoliak 29 and were known as the two Eddies, who fought Washington at every turn. Then Washington, of course, eventually got control when there were some court decisions, and he ousted Burke from his finance committee post. And then Harold died, and the city was up for grabs. Mayor Daley eventually won. Mayor Richard M. Daley, the second Daley, eventually won and restored Burke to his finance committee post, where he wielded enormous power. And as we said in the story, he knew when to swing the sledgehammer and he knew when to use a partisan scalpel. And he really was the most powerful alderman ever, staying in that post for years and years, of course, during all of Daley's 22-year reign. And then he started hitting trouble after right at the end of Rahm Emanuel's term. The feds came in and raided his offices, and it was high profile. He was later charged in early January 19 with trying to extort some businesses, and then he was moved out of his finance committee chairmanship, but he won re-election.
Yeah, he did.
So he served one more term, John, and then he decided he wasn't going to go for another term. And really, his ward had changed a lot. It had grown more Hispanic. They redrew the lines on the council ward map, and Lori Lightfoot, the mayor, had a hand in trying to push Burke's home into a district that was less favorable for him. So he pulled the plug, and it was the end of a 54-year reign that he'd had. And now he's in court as we speak, and they're picking the jury.
Yeah, and this goes back to an investigation starting with Danny Solis in 2014. This has been this long in the gathering of the evidence and actually bringing this to trial, which is pretty remarkable. Just another fun fact, if you will, is that this will make him, if convicted, the 38th member of the city council to be convicted of a crime. The 38th member of the city council to be convicted of a crime since 1968. Now you have to ask yourself, if that's the glass half full or half empty, Chicago, are we proud that we're not averaging one a year? Or is that just awful? I said this, Ray, a little while ago, that there's what essentially four acts for which he's being charged. What happened at the post office, the Burger King parking lot. One of the ones that I thought was just almost trivial, but just a reminder of the power that these guys wielded and the sort of indifference they seem to have that the opportunity for justice might bite him in the butt. What was his niece, one who wanted an internship at the Museum of Science and Industry or the Field Museum, wherever, and she didn't get it. And then he threatened repercussions for that. And
well, it was, yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's the end of my story. But I mean, what a dumb thing to do.
Well, yeah, it's even a little more, I don't know if you want to call it worse or not, but it's even not even his own niece. John, it was Alderman Terry Gabinski's niece who didn't get it. And, of course, Gabinski's retired now, but Burke was upset that she didn't get a response to an inquiry about an internship at the Field Museum.
Field, yeah.
And he threatened to try to wreak havoc on the Field Museum's attempt to raise their
rates,
admission fees.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, you're right in that it shows you the kind of power that aldermen thought they could wield if this story actually is proved up in court.
Okay, I'm out of time today, Ray. Maybe you and I can touch bases as this goes on. Just give me one thought on the jury selection process. It'll be Chicagoans who maybe know the name but don't know the details, huh?
Right. There's. It's hard not to have not heard of Ed Burke over the years, but there are some people out there who are not as tuned in as guys like you and me who watch this stuff every day, obviously. And they're interviewing. They're up to about three or four juries, that potential jurors that they've interviewed. This will probably take a couple of days. The jury selection may end then, and then we may have opening arguments as soon as Wednesday, and if not then, probably Thursday.
Okay. Keep doing what you're doing, Ray, and we'll catch up with you later. Thank you for your thoughts.
Thank you for having me on, John.
Ray Long from the Tribune. Be very interesting to see if that original domino, Danny Solis, ends up testifying. The state said they won't call him up, but the defense said, well, maybe we will.